Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Trying to do, tell me what you're trying to do. 24 karat magic in the air.
24 karat magic. The get down is 24 karat magic. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. You know what it is. Tonight is the get down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And joining me, like normal, like always, the chocolate boy wonder, deeper shade of soul, the Dark Knight himself, John Robinson, a.k.a. that dude, J-Rob the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, listen. My Thursday night is not a Thursday night until they can say it's all right, and it ain't all right until I remove the frown because I walk in smiling because I'm on the get down. How you doing, Van Meadows? How you doing,
Van Meadows?
How you doing, Van Meadows? What's good, boy?
Man, I am doing phenomenal, bro. I mean, listen, it's Thursday night.
Phenomenal's a good word. Phenomenal's a good word.
Hey, man,
I like what I'm hearing. I could be
exquisite. I could be extremely poignant. Hey, bro, there's so many words that I could use. So many. But right now, this very moment, it's phenomenal, bro. It's phenomenal.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm gonna enjoy that whole phenomenon, because when it comes to, I'm on some LL shit right now because L's new album's about to come along, and the get down is like that OLL joint when he was like something like a phenomenon, something like a phenomenon, something like a phenomenon. That's the get down.
Yeah,
that's the get down.
Yeah,
you know what? Matter of fact, that's what I'm playing. That's what I'm playing in a couple of minutes. That's
my
who
man.
We are. The get
my
down
man.
Is something like a phenomenon. Yeah, that's who we are. That's who we are.
Yeah,
welcome.
Yeah,
good to hear from you, man.
Yeah. It's good to hear from you, too, bro. Good to hear from you, too, man. I'm excited about tonight, man. It's a good night for poetry, man. Man, listen, if you happen to be listening in online, don't stay there. It's okay to be there, but why don't you come on in and dial in 319-527-6300 and press 1 when you get here so you can get down with us. If you already here and you have not done so yet, please press 1. Because, after all, tonight is, well, hold on, before we even get to that, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. I be average when you can be raw. I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. I need more.
That's what I'm talking about.
I need more. Stop playing. I need more.
Not only that, wise, and not only that, but had a little stutter in a moment. It's okay. Hey, let's give a huge shout out to the illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, one author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, who is also the CEO of Raw Links, those fine jewels and gems with healing properties. Make sure you reach out to him. Hit his inbox up, either to say thank you for Epiphany Radio or order you some Raw Links. Now, listen, if you ain't got yours yet, hey, no time like the present to go ahead and get you some. What you say, Jay?
I don't know what they're waiting for. I mean, if you don't have it already, what's keeping you? What's keeping you? Stop playing.
Yeah, that part. Just stop playing. Just get your raw links
and stop playing. Come on now. You're going to feel good. You know what them gemstones do. You're going to feel good. And if you feel good,
you know what they do.
You already know. If you're going to feel good, then feel good.
You know what they do now. Hey, listen, check this out. Wise son.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited, bro. I'm excited. Hey, man, can you let the people know what the reason is behind my level of excitement for the night? Can you let them know, bro?
Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all don't already know, tonight is the last Thursday of April, the last Thursday of Poetry Month. And what better way to end Poetry Month on a Thursday than with the end of the month open mic, Done the Get Down Way? What better way to do it like that? You know what I'm saying? So tonight is that night, and it's an open mic night. So whatever you spitting, whatever you bringing, whatever you spitting, we trying to hear you. Because at the end of the day, it's always about the pen, and it's always about how dope your pen is. And we love every single one of you who brings your brand of spoken word poetry to the mic. So whatever you and your pen have decided to collaborate on, oh, by all means, press that one. Join us on the Get Down.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to take it a step further. There's some of you in poetry land. Those of you out there in poetry land that don't even press one, y'all just listen because you're a fan of the art. Or maybe you're just too shy to press one. And you just listen in online. You say, hey, you know what? I just want to devote my time to listening in online. We love you and your ink, too. You're not excluded. So one day, it might be next Thursday or the Thursday after that or the Thursday after, because May is going to be shaped up something delicious for me from the Get Down. Stay tuned. But we know you got it in you. We know you want to plus one. We know you want to share your ink. So tonight is that night for open mic, and we are excited about who you are as an artist, who you are as a poet, who you are as a person. But more importantly, we just can't wait to hear what you're bringing to the Get Down tonight. Ain't that right, Wild Son?
Yeah, what he said.
So.
Well, in the words of For Real, the poet,
Baby. Take your socks off. Amen. Shout out to For Real, man. He's a dope individual. I heard him last night trying to take the title. I heard him last night. The Love Zone last night. Yeah, they did a throwback. They had the Love Zone last night. If you missed it, you might want to, you know, check out that replay in the archive. But while I stand tonight, it's open mic, man. What you got queued up for the Get Down tonight? You ready to get down, Dan?
Oh, my God. Man, am I ready to get down? I'm ready to get down. I'm so ready because something's been on my heart. So I had to ink something, man, that was, you know, pulling at my heartstrings and my emotions. So I was like, let me ink this real quick. So I had to put something together. I had to send it a month. And it's open mic. It ain't topic. So I was like, let me create my own topic for tonight.
So, back in the day, when I did that,
no more poetry pick.
You know what? Let me back on up. Let me get out the way. Don't give me the white spotlight. Don't give me the red spotlight. Give me the light brown spotlight. And then put a little chocolate in it. Just a little bit. Not too much. Just a little bit. That's what I'm talking about. Why, son? Go ahead and get on down, bro.
Sir, my man. Normally, I don't tell you all the titles, but this piece is entitled Misses. You know, I wonder if raindrops are heavier than teardrops. Because at some point, when they both fall, they both believe that they can fly and defy gravity before splashing into the earth covered in just more water. If the rules that govern gravity apply to coveted emotions, Then I want to watch them dance delicately along membranes in the memories of forever that now holds long-lost thoughts, because voices go into echo chambers that never end, that you can't hear no more. They sound just like the yells of a child who has been hit unaccompanied by the first time, and all he yells out is air. They feel nothing. I miss the warm embrace of misses in arms that once held close to protect and extend, welcome movements of missed opportunities that now fall on deaf ears, along with miniature manicured mountains that have secured timelines that are chiseled inside of them. Because for some reason you never know, and you will never truly realize how long forever really is, until you're forced to hold it in an embrace that never lets go. Because now I am forced to search for a handshake that will never return that favor. Because as I think about this, it seems like this is what broken hearts and unanswered prayers must really feel like. And as I think about all of these emotions, I never want to budge. So I get down on one knee and I cry profusely because I miss my daddy and I miss my brother Fudge. You may be gone, but you're not forgotten. And if you can hear my prayers, ask God to let you answer the phone so you can listen to my voice, because I forgot what yours sound like. Your son and your brother, the poet, Jay.
First of all, let me give you a big old hug. First and foremost, give you a big hug, because I love you, bro. And I know how much it took to get through this piece. And your daddy and Fudge miss you too, bro. Just know that they're looking down on you, bro. Looking down on you, bro, and the pride of the man
indeed
that you are right now, bro. So there's something you said in this piece, man, that just got to me, man. You said, because now I'm forced to search for a handshake that will never return the favor. Not in the physical, bro, but in the spiritual, you will be back. You'll be able to embrace them.
Indeed, man. That took a lot out of me, because it's been on my heart for a minute. You know, when you lose someone when you're young, it doesn't hit that hard. You're young. You're still processing your emotions. But as an adult, it hits you even worse, because their presence is actually truly missing.
Right.
And it's just times that you could wish that you can have those conversations back. But I'm glad I got this out. Because it's been
on
my heart for a minute, and it's not long, but I just had to get this one out. So pardon me for getting emotional. And I almost cracked, but I had to get this out.
It's all good, bro.
Thank you.
No, man, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing your pen to be transparent. So we appreciate you.
Indeed.
So thanks, bro.
So,
man,
I appreciate
you. So we're ready to get to the callers.
I'm ready. I know we ready with them callers, but bruh, I can't listen to caller not near one caller. Until Vinny, not now. Hold on. We can't listen to one. See, Vinny he's always ready. I don't know what you paid this man, but Vinny's always ready when it's time for you to spit. We got to hear some of that old black magic that comes from the pen of poetic. That pontificating, powerful pen of poetic is what we need to hear from. So, Vinny, no. Give me the box of tissues. Of course I've been crying. Give me the tissues. Okay, cool. So, I'm going to get some of these tissues. I'm going to step away from the mic for a hot second and get myself together, but I need you to entertain our guests. And would you please do me the honor getting on down?
Appreciate you, bro. The title of this piece is called Pain Didn't Win. Pain. Let me tell you about pain. Pain gripped my heart like a boa constrictor to claim any ounce of air I had left in my soul. While my blood dripped into a bowl, my eyes bulging from forced suffocation, begging for just a single opportunity of oxygen to be a form of penetration into the area of my being that pain had destroyed, leaving my emotions lifeless and me annoyed about this darkness that resides in the black hole formerly known as love in my heart. I wished healing would start. But this pain, my God, this pain will not release its grip. Its scales keep tightening and constricting me into an unconscious trip that would lead me to a life of solitude. In that alone time, fear would also suffocate me into what I would conclude that pain wants to choke the hell out of my heart, hoping I would tell love to disappear and depart from the very existence of my being, especially from the vantage point I'm seeing as the saliva drips from my lifeless body. The ventricles of my heart, I pray, would guide me from this place of pain and suffering where death would welcome my darkness and bring me into a new world of captivity and pain. So, yeah, I could tell you about pain. But inside me is a mongoose that just loves eating on snakes, and I choose a path of healing and living, no longer grieving. I'm just going to live because I've got so much to give from the mind of poetic.
Bruh, this, you know what? I got some pain in my heart. You wrote Pain Didn't Win. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. There's something in here, brother. I wish the healing would start, but this pain, my God, this pain will not release this grip. Its scales keep tightening and constricting me into unconscious trip that would lead me into a life of solitude. And in that alone, time. Fear would suffocate me into what I would conclude the pain wants to choke the hell out of my heart, hoping I would tell love to disappear, depart from my very existence and being, especially from the vantage point that I'm seeing as saliva drips from my lifeless body. Damn. There's so many ways to take that phrase. You know, not lifeless in the physical, but lifeless in the sense that
right.
This is where I'm at.
Right.
Can you deal with where I'm at right now? Can you be in a position to understand that this pain is so real that I'm asking for help to make it disappear? Because pain won't ever win. Because somewhere out there waiting for me at a red light is love.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Woo!
Come on, bro.
This right here, I may have to piggyback on top of what you just did, brother, because this right here.
Please, by all means,
man.
Bro. By all means, please do.
This
please
right
do.
Here. Mm.
Please.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, man, I need to do that, because that right there, that's that work. That's that work. So, whew. Folks, I hope when y'all hear this, that y'all really take in some of this poetry. Forget John Robinson for a second. Just take in this piece of poetry, because as poets, we release a lot. And these pieces are extensions of releasing whatever is going on with you. And I'm hoping for the listening audience that something that you hear touches you, that something that you're hearing inspires you, or you feel it so much that you relate to it, and you're like, that's a damn good piece. I need to listen to the playback. So this is what we're doing. It's incredible, and I'm loving this piece right here. Loving it.
Thank you, bro.
So
I appreciate you.
Kudos to you, big boy.
Kudos to you, man, for helping be an inspiration to my pen. Now, y'all don't even understand. Sometimes you can just talk to an individual and they inspire you. And if you've never spent time talking to the wise son, I encourage you, just take a few moments out of your day and just talk to him.
Yeah, pick up the phone. I'm a nice person.
See exactly what happens to your pen after you have a conversation with the wise son. So thank you, brother.
Shout me out.
For being an inspiration, bro.
My man. Much appreciated. So, hey, listen, me and you could do this all night. You know how we get down.
Absolutely.
How about you say we open... We open these phone lines and get to hear some incredible pieces of poetry that people are about to pour into us. Because I'm looking to get fed tonight. I'm looking to get fed. How about you, sir? How about you?
Hey, man. I'm still hungry. So I'm equally looking to be fed.
Let's get fed. Let's open up these lines and drink in this nourishment of poetry. How about that?
Man. I thought you'd never ask. Ladies and gentlemen, first,
my man,
coming to the stage for tonight's open mic session, we have one half of the erotic love zone. She happens to be La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle. How you doing?
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Bob. How y'all doing tonight? Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Miss Pearly. How you did?
I'm good. How you do?
Hey, I'm just chilling because last night I had a chance to visit the what they call that show, Van? Love Zone. I want a love zone.
Oh Lord,
for you.
Say, baby, did you miss me? Yeah, I missed you too.
Gentlemen, y'all stay setting the bar high. Oh my God, it's emotion
Van,
and power.
Van made me cry. Don't give me no credit. Van made me cry. That's why that piece came out. Don't give me no credit. Van be starting trouble. That's how that happened. Van be starting trouble.
This what we going with? Okay.
Wow.
Next thing, La Pearl and Negra, he'll say something like, Van wrote my piece. That's what he'll say next.
You know what? I ain't got a nickel in
of
that dime.
He
y'all
did.
Ain't getting me no more. I'm already behind. I'm in debt right now with y'all. So I ain't even going to. It is whatever y'all say it is. I'm not going to do it. Nope. But I loved your poetry, gentlemen. Amazing.
Appreciate you. Well, it is open night tonight. And as much as you love our poetry, we love yours too. So we want to move out of the way so we can hear what you brought for the get down. Sola Perla Negra. Please get on down.
Thank you. All right, it's a short piece, but it's a piece nonetheless. And it's untitled. Dear future husband, every night I pray with you and for you. I miss you most days. So there have been times I've been emotional. I even cry for you. I walk with you, talk with you, and love our conversations. Because even when they're about nothing, you still think I'm funny. And I'm comfortable with me, but never want to be exempt from you. So I'll always entertain the thought of us and always come to expect you. But I get excited throughout my day knowing you're on your way. I don't know your name or even what you look like, but I know that you love, cherish, and protect all that I am because I'm just your type. Because some the same angels that watch over you and me in my dreams every night. So I just want to say, though we are yet to meet and bond this love perfect and true, dear future husband, I haven't seen you, but my soul knows you, and I ask that peace.
Dear future husband.
Say that, Jay. Dear future husband.
Dear future husband. Mm-mm. Uh-huh. Mm. She said, dear future husband, I want to be on the love.
Me and Mrs. Jones got a thing going on. Hey,
me and Miss Pearly got a thing going on.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about. Hey, this is a beautifully untitled piece. You know, there's a gospel artist named James Fortune, and he has this song called Dear Future Me. And that's what this reminds me of. Dear future husband, I haven't seen you, but my soul knows you. My God, that line right there.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
That reminds me of that line that Van wrote for me years ago that said, If you will suck my soul, I will lick your funky emotions. Oh, I was like,
I don't recall right now.
If you will suck my soul, I will lick your funky emotions.
Damn.
Now, La Perla Negra, you can take a little deeper and you can say, I will lick your funky erotic emotions.
Lord.
Or you could say, you could just say, I will lick your chocolate pearly emotions.
Jesus, ooh. Mary and Joseph.
And let the pearls drip where they may.
Oh, my.
I will drip chocolatey pearls of saliva down soaked chins and cheeks just to prove to you that the angels of orgasms have said I'm not finished yet.
Lord, I'm having a hot flash.
And as soon as I'm done with that, allow me to lick mine and your fingertips.
Oh my!
And after I have completed my fingertips and yours, allow me to bathe you in all of everything that you have dripping down, what legs you have shaking left, because it looks like liquid brain matter. And all that matters is that I lick all of it, clean my plate with my chin, work my way up to your waistline, stare at you in your face and say, so also what you're looking at.
And in that moment, as I grab your waist and watch those waist beads just snap from the pure erotic energy of me just touching you.
Lord, have mercy on my soul. Now look.
So I can, prove to you that I do not need a lighter to make chocolate melt. But I do need a thermometer to make sure you are not sick of what I'm doing to you.
Yes, Lord.
You mean, me and Ben can do this all night, girl. We can do this all night.
Y'all know I'm here by myself, right? Me and my yarn.
What?
What's wrong? We were just having a conversation.
What?
What are you talking about?
It's a conversation.
I was manifesting my future husband. I don't know what y'all doing.
We got a treat tonight because the Perla Negra, she brought another poet.
She brought company.
Introduce you to the Get Down audience and Epiphany Radio.
Okay. Let me make sure he's still there. Savion, you there?
Yeah, hello, hello, hello.
Hi. All right. Savion, this is the host of the Get Down. You got Poetic and J-Rob the Wise.
Good to have
Hello. It's good to meet you guys.
I happen to think this is an amazing poet. I got a treat about a week ago, I believe it was, and he let me hear one of his pieces, and I thought he was amazing, and I felt like he needed to honor this particular show with what he brings.
I appreciate you.
Wow.
Oh, man, you don't know how much we appreciate you.
Wow, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, we love that. Now, listen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio. Welcome to the Get Down. We are excited to have you here. We're sorry that you had to hear that that soliloquy of poeticism after her piece, but we were trying to help her manifest that which she wants to bring into existence. So I'm
that,
sure you can understand.
Husband.
Yeah. Yeah, what he said.
I already gave him a heads up about you, too. He's been forewarned. Trust me. But he is an amazing
poet. Depends on what you said.
I ain't tell no lies, Savion. Did I tell any lies? What I tell you? Did it go exactly the way I said?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
It did. You know, it all showed through.
Okay.
That's scary, J-Rob. That's real scary, bro. That's real scary.
She said these are two of the craziest mofos you're going to meet poetically. Watch what happens. And he's like, you know what? Girl, you ain't never lie. You ain't ever lie.
But I love y'all too, so it's all good.
Absolutely. Well, Savion, my brother, we are excited and we're looking forward to hearing your words, your poetry. Allow us to move off the stage. Come on down, yeah, you got to move too. Get off the stage. Can we get my brother his own spotlight? Get my brother his own spotlight. Savion, brother, we want you to go ahead and get on down.
Again, my name is Savion. I've been doing poetry for about like 10 years, of maybe 12. I started to get into, you know, more of like the rap or side and things because it's just more upbeat. But this piece that I wrote was called God in the Mirror. Okay. So, how it goes. Scribble in my mind, I know these pages are a mess. Rebel at the fine. I'm scoring aces on the test. I know that folding is a stretch. I know that growing is a flex. You so focused on the next day, peep that gold was in your lap. Flying past the eagle, stealing wind from out yourself. Higher than the eagle, who can see the farthest now? And I can see the forest smells of pure release. From the branches to the shore, you can hear it as it breathes. Dance with joy because I'm spoiled. I can finally feel what free is. I want you to go plot a golden season. Plot a gold where your seed live. Water grow till you see no prodigal sunny season. Yeah, look, made a few mistakes, but there's a lot of those waiting. But the longer way because the shortcut tasteless. There's a lot of ways to stop your growth. Just waiting, playing, you never work. Keep blaming, you never learn. Complacent, you never hurt. You thinking this never works. Who made that? Fuel your thinking, tripping your better mind, uplifting the other guy. Stop talking shit to yourself. You're beautiful, smart, and wise. Through the darkest of times, I saw myself on the raft. Came out the other side with magic, scars in the staff. Master of who I am, a master of where I'm from. Found past a few lessons, that's gonna have to guide you in. Your values being challenged, boundaries pushed to the limits. Show you what's the tool, you bring your purpose closer with it. Show you what's the quarter to working harder than niggas. I seen the fog again. Walked into nothing, all of a sudden I just fall again. Thinking nothing of it, not concerned with it. All is meant, adding to my knowledge, climbing out from it with quiet strength. So I'm breaking off from that wave, man. Fire sparked by the cave, man. Sun rays broke us off from dark places. Often starvation shocked them. Small taste of love from stark statements stalked them. Can't shake it off. That song made since after I made it. Shiver at the thought of dying before it was out. Music saved my life, so I return the favor now. Grateful that my life and choose to take another route. For time it was a drought. Was way too focused on the girl. Focused on the house, trying to make sure we were thorough. Took a longer route. The star aided me to a treasure I can't see. Thought it was a joke until it left my jaw hanging. The answer that I saw in the mirror, I'm like, it can't be. God. 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 Yeah. And that's my piece. Thank you for listening.
Yo. There was so much to unpack in this piece, but why say you go first, bro. You go first.
I'm just saying, goddamn. I had to type in the group. This dude is good. This was real refreshing right here. And I'm digging the cadence. And what I got back from this immediately, you dropped this in two different cadences.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy to do,
right?
But you did that shit really well. Like, damn, I like this.
I like
this a lot. And you got a dope style to you, bro. Oh, you can't let this be the last time you come on the Get Down. I like that.
I love the vibe too, man. I appreciate it.
I like that, bro. I like that a lot. Hey, Van, what you thinking? I like that a lot.
Hey,
you
got
man. Whoa. Wait. Before Van says anything, bro, I hope, Pearly, please connect him to the event page. And, bro, would you please, so the people who didn't get what we just got, please post that into the event page if you don't mind.
He doesn't have a Facebook, but if you don't mind, Savion,
okay.
you can send that to me, and I'll post it for you in the event page so people can see what's up, what's going on with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. And if you're on the gram, let somebody like tag you up on the gram as well, bro. That was dope.
Yeah, definitely on the gram. You can follow me at Savion Official. Savion Official. Shit like that.
My man.
One word?
Hey. One word, yeah.
My man, Savion Official.
Find that
gotcha.
On that page too.
Yeah.
My man. Go ahead, Van.
Hey man, I have it under good authority to know that he'll be back next week, because we're going to go ahead and use a line in his piece that said for the theme for next week's show. See, this is how innovation and creativity sparks. So brother, you said in this piece, I'm a master where I'm from. I heard that correctly, right? Master where I'm from.
Yeah,
so next week on the Get Down, we want y'all to take that phrase, I'm a master where I'm from, and create your peace. So, bro, thank you for creating next week's show.
Oh, wow.
Dang, that's
an
honor,
this piece
bro.
This piece right here is fire, man. I dig this. I dig your cadence. I dig your flow. You know, I was just like, bro. I said, somebody get this man in the booth. Drop that beat behind him. Let's get it. But this was fire, bro. And I'm glad you graced us with your presence, man, and honored us with your gift because you're a fire poet, man. And I love this piece, man. So. Y'all heard your assignment for next week. I'm a master where I'm from. And however y'all take that is what we're going to rock out with next week. So, Jay, I got on good authority that my brother will be here next week, too.
Absolutely.
Well, when you put it like that, who got a choice?
That's what the...
What you mean?
Wow. That's so awesome.
Yeah, I'm just blessed that Miss Danielle got a chance to, you know, holler at me and get me onto the show. Cause she, the way she was spitting to me, it was like, ooh, super hot fire. So, you know what I mean? So I had to return the favor, and she just, you know, she picked the idea, and I just was like, hey, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. So
thank you. That's what's up. Awesome.
Fire, bro. Fire. So, AJ, can you tag me on his IG as well, please?
Say less. Got it right here. Savion Fisher, right here. Poet, performer, rapper, save the artist. Lost in the thought of thinking up shit I truly feel. I got him.
Love it. Hey, man, I'm happy to connect with you, bro. Happy to bring you into the family. Looking forward to hearing more of you. And the Pearl of Negra.
Yeah.
You got to stop hiding. You got to stop hiding these people now. You got to stop hiding these good folks now.
Yo, he captured my heart the first time I heard him spit, which was about a week ago. And I was like, this, and no, you can't get away. You got to come on. And the Get Down is the perfect show for you to come on to. So,
I love it.
He'll be back.
I love it. All right. I'm looking forward to it. I know he'll be back next week. Savion, you'll be back next week, right? That's what I'm hearing, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
my man. Well, listen. Absolutely. I appreciate it. So, we're going to get y'all over to the Get Down dance floor, hang out, enjoy the rest of the show, continue listening, because we got some more Five Poets. And Savion, man, welcome to the family, bro.
Thank you, man. Many blessings.
Yeah, what he said.
The link.
Now, LaPearl, I know you before you get over there. Good, Savion, go ahead. Finish, bro.
What was you saying, Savion? I'm sorry.
I said, could you send me the link to the show?
Oh, I got you. All of that. I got you. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. So, LaPearl and Negra, can you let everybody know what you got going on? Dynamic show last night.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
What you got going on?
They were being naughty on her show.
Was not. It was y'all being naughty.
I wasn't being naughty.
No, you wasn't. I got your back tonight. You were not being naughty. You were actually very sappy. Yeah, very sappy.
He was on some love shit again.
I'll hang up
this goddamn phone. I'll hang up this phone if they don't do this shit alone. Don't play. I'll hang up this phone. Don't. Hey. If Van will do this show by himself tonight, don't play with me, girl. I'll disconnect everything. I'll disconnect this whole show. She'll say, thank you for calling Blog Talk. Don't you play with me.
No. All right. I'm going to behave. But you was, God. You wasn't in the sappiness.
He was being romantic. We're going to leave that word out of our vocabulary. He's being romantic.
Not a snowball chance in hell. I'm leaving that out of my vocabulary.
Hey, y'all know me. I'll stop coming on this show for a couple of months. Don't play.
No, you won't either. I know we
did. Hey, 3309 Haynes Avenue. Come on by. But I'll hang
anyway,
up.
Right?
Huh?
I'm supposed to be coming to New York anyway, so it's all good.
3309 Haynes Avenue, girl. Knock on the door. If you can get past my Malamot, it's a good day.
They'll let me pass. I promise you.
My dog knows two commands. Right. Two commands. And get them.
Let La Perla Negra talk about what she needs to talk about, no?
She already right. did, Van. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start with every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, you know how we do. We don't have a topic yet. It's tossing around in the air. But when we come up with one, we're sure you're going to love it. Y'all come on by Wednesday night and join us in the Erotic Love Zone. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress or some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Or you can just sit back and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist. Now, depending on how the CEO of Epiphany feels, I might do a Monday night show where I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, Just Jay, and Poetic. All right, back to you, gentlemen. I believe that is it.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. One love, one mic. And remember to take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
Baby, baby. Yeah. Go over there.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Perla Negra. You can catch her. Her next show will be this coming Wednesday. Make sure you tune in.
Why should she be starting with me?
Because she loves you, Jay. It's all good. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be loved. It's okay. Next up, we have our good brother DSR's own Rebel P. Jones is in the building. Thank you for waking up today, my brother. Good to hear you. Rebel P., you muted? Uh-oh.
Rebel P.,
unmute your mic. All right, we might have to come back to him. Okay, we'll come back.
We may have to come back to Rebel. All right.
We'll come back to Rebel. We'll go to the other half.
Who might we have next?
The Erotic Love Zone, Mrs. VIP, Epiphany Zone. Hey, Mrs. VIP.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, this is not Mrs. VIP. My bad. I'm sorry. Who do we have on the mic?
This the cashew buffer, True Sister.
Oh, this True Sister.
Ha! Hey, baby.
True Sister. What's good,
Nothing. Chilling.
What's good?
Hey, True.
Hey,
it's so
babe.
Good to hear you.
Doing?
So good to hear you, love.
I'm good.
Most definitely.
It is great to hear you, and welcome back to the Get Down.
Thank you so much. You know, it's always lovely to be here at home.
Absolutely. Welcome home, Mama. Welcome home. Go ahead, man. We got two sisters. I'm in a good space. You go ahead. Talk to sisters.
I'm in a great space.
I'm in a good space. I can't stop smiling.
It's your turn. I know. I'm trying to get mine together now.
True.
What's
Again,
up? What's up?
Welcome home, baby. It's been a minute. tonight is a good night to hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of y'all who don't know, just walked up to the microphone, this is True Sister Craig. This is a treat. Y'all are in for a good treat because this is a very dynamic poet, one of the best sisters some of you will ever meet. I truly, truly, truly am a fan of her since day one. Beloved, tonight is the end of the month open mic. Welcome to the Get Down. I ain't even going to say a whole lot. I'm going to move Van out the way because, you know, Van be staring at you. I'm going to move Van out the way. So we want you to just cut to the chase, beloved. Just Van, move. Just cut to the chase and please, Van, stop. And please get on down.
To go down. I bust cashews and leave the residues of you on my sheet. Just to let you know how good this pussy can be. This is True Sister. Trust, respect, and understand it. See, this right here is nectar of immorality. Intaking community with every stroke. Experiencing mental movies and mind-blowing ecstasies. I've been eroticizing God while satisfying my body. Understanding that my king deserves to explore every part of me. I have been waiting a while to let my cashews flow, making my toes curl. I mean, I promise he always give it all to me. Riding his sword of nature so fall becomes summer's weather. See, this is spiritual sperm. Communion. Giving me commotions every time he thinks I'm satisfied. I feel the breeze when in his presence. See, y'all don't understand. This is spiritual sperm. Got me taking in communion with every kiss from his lips, with a double knowledge machine that is sure to make you calm just by whispering sweet nothings. Would you have the energy to match my adrenaline as it gets higher and higher and higher from taking your body to places you never went? Licking my cashews from his mouth. You say that you love peaches and cream, and I know that's me. I'm glad you devoured that shit. You'll never meet another queen that you can make drip to your knees, so there you go. Wreck havoc like this is again and again, again and again, again and again. I touch you. Do you still want to make love, or do you just want to fuck? See, this is spiritual sperm in taking community every time you stroke me. Experiencing mental movies in my mind, see, blowing ecstasy. See, we eroticizing God and satisfying my body. Understanding that this king is deserving to explore my body. I am the cashew buffer. True sister, what's up, y'all?
See that right there? See that right there? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you come through and let that thing loose. That's how you do that. That's how you do that. Great piece. I love you.
Thank you. I have to go back and listen to it because those are freestyle. I didn't know I was coming on so quick. I didn't know y'all was going to call me so quick. I was actually in the midst of getting ready to write something, but I never did get started because I was listening to everybody.
Yeah. Can nobody tell that that was freestyle?
Van,
could you tell that was a freestyle? Because that busting cashews joint, man.
Mm-hmm. It was all over the sheets part. That part. Don't leave out that part.
Man, yeah, all over the sheet. True sister, girl. True sister, you something to deal with, girl. When you put pen to pad, she's like an LL lyric. You want to hit? Give me an hour plus a pen and a pad.
Right. That part.
I love when she does these pieces, man. Girl, stop making me and Van miss you so much. She's like that superhero that comes in when all is lost.
You know what? I'm not so busy like I am now. I've got everything in place now. because I was on a grind. So I got I got everything together now, so I'm able to just come in and sit back, relax, you know, enjoy life. That's where I'm at. I had told myself 2 years ago, when I turned 45, I'm going to do this. I'm going to travel the world. That's what I did. When I turned 50, I want to be able to retire. Unfortunately, I was able to retire early. So, therefore, I'm able to do what I need to do. So, my book is finished. So, y'all be getting ready to look for that in school.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What you're actually going to do is come on this show and let these people know you got a book out. Put it on the event page. Let's get you some sales.
Most definitely.
I mean, we can have you co-host with us, let you do some pieces.
Most definitely.
Van, get out of my head. Get out of my head.
It's a full novel. And it has, the novel has poems before every chapter.
I love it. Yeah, we can, because, you know, yeah, you remember we were talking about bringing that show back anyway, right? The show
yes,
where we spotlight the artist, the authors, remember that? Yeah. So cool.
And you know what? Okay. Our brother J. Rob gonna love it because you know how he be talking. It ain't all about sex. So it ain't all about sex, J. Rob. I listen to your girl.
I love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job. Okay.
But I love
her.
Thank you so much, and it's a joy to always come and get the inspiration. And brother, I don't know what the brother name was, and the female Pearl. I need to catch her show one day. I got that time now. I got that time. But they are so inspirational as far as you and Van. Y'all know y'all are my top two. Oh shit, is Mojave in here?
He's somewhere in the universe. You know he is.
Y'all know y'all my peeps.
You know he is. He's somewhere in here.
Yeah, y'all know y'all my peeps. Y'all know y'all my peeps. And I love every time I come to either of y'all shows, and y'all always show so much love. So most definitely, I want to thank y'all. giving us a platform to come to and express.
We appreciate you. We appreciate
trust.
You so much. Absolutely.
It really does. Thank you so much.
Are you ready
thank
to
you.
Take your cashew butts and stuff over to the dance floor?
Yeah, I'm over there, so I can sit back and listen to everybody else. Y'all got me off guard that time, but I'm going to be prepared next week.
We love it. That's right. We got a nice
next week's gonna
nice
be
little
fun.
Prompt. Next week's gonna be real fun. Absolutely.
Most definitely. And what day is La Pearl's show?
On Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Okay. I need to go find her right quick. Let me go do that. And thank y'all so much. You know, take all this hands on to the and do my little.
I know
work.
That's right.
Thank you, lovely.
There you go. There y'all you go.
Bless.
All right. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's True Sister. Man, you are tuned in to, where they at?
Radio.
The dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-300. And please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, press 1 so that you can get down with us. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the Wise Son. Tonight, it's going down on the get down.
Mm-hmm.
Next up on the mic, J. Rob the Wise Son, we have our good brother C Double 34 Music, y'all. C Double in the house. What's
all
good,
right,
bro?
All right. I just want to let you both know I did not have sexual relations with the Blog Talk lady. You be dropping my calls. What the hang's wrong with y'all? See, I almost called her out of name. I'm sorry. I'm a good man.
We thank you for that. We thank you for that.
Okay.
We thank you for that.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do.
Jesus, take the wheel. Okay.
It's good to hear from you, bro. It's good to hear from you. Of course, tonight is open.
Very
night.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you. I appreciate the both of you. You two are some dangerous men with the show in your pocket. People need to keep up.
I don't be doing nothing. That'd be bad.
24 karat.
You caught it.
Oh, I caught that too. But I can swing. I can swing the metaphor in a different direction.
My man, my man. They better keep up.
Yeah, they need to keep up.
Put our pinkies to the moon. Come on, what you trying to do?
I'm a dangerous man with some poetry in my pocket. Keep up.
Keep up.
There we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, man.
Ooh, that's another song to put.
Hey, instead of players only, it's going to be Incas only.
Yes.
This guy.
Griots only.
This guy.
Griots only. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that part. Griots only.
Yeah, I got it.
Got it.
So, brothers, how you been?
So, doing good, man. How you doing?
You know, I'm just being like Willie Nelson, always on the road again, but I ain't smoking no weed.
Don't do that, man. Unless you plan on sharing with the masses, you know, because the masses be waiting, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be like Ice Cube looking at the dog.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. Y'all know me.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Well, listen, it's your time to get to the stage and get on that mic and get on down. Open mic tonight.
Well, thank you. This piece is a conscious piece, and it's called It's Not We, It's You. I've been tagged. I've been triggered about the counts of history that you have written. My head's not in the sand. I'm aware, awake, not hidden. But who are you to tell me we're living in the same picture? I appreciate your newscast, bringing things to remembrance, and you can call me selfish. I'm not here sent to resurrect my ancestors, living through them vicariously, blackened by government categories, labeling me by my caramel skin. Instead of my character to show, we're one family, stuck in captivity. You can't stand this country, then leave. I do not accept propaganda speech. 400-plus years and it's all legal? No one told you to be an applicant. God, help me to accept what I cannot change. As a temporary citizen just passing through from this wicked system, you still seeking equality when you can't handle the call to arms from Almighty God? But you accept what you've been called from generation to generation, being oppressed in an out of rhythm nation. Wake up! 400 years plus enslaved? It's not us. It's you in slavery, claiming white supremacy in the air you breathe, being so scared to live. Tell me this. What tribe in Africa you from? Have you met from them your relatives? I met my great-grandmother at 11 years old. Full-blown American Cherokee. On my dad's side, more than 40 acres and a mule we inherited. But when my ancestors were alive, they never claimed slavery in my heritage. Yes, fight for those who can't fight for themselves. But I'm not teaching somebody that anybody's history they should accept as their own based on racism. You don't like it, change the system and be thankful you have an audience who listens. And if you believe in Jesus, didn't he say on the cross, it is finished? This is history and not mine. And I heard the derogatory terms of coon and Uncle Tom braided in this satanic daily brainstem of division, segregation, and hatred. I stand here naked, refusing to take it anymore. As I see that fair being fabulous intent to get what with you because you're darker and bigger. You know the one in the Tennessee Capitol holding hands with faux fake Martin and Malcolm, one with a ponytail, the other with an afro. At the end of this world, God's going to douche it all like Massengill. I serve God, not man, as my master. Guess that makes me a masterpiece. In peace.
Yo, Joe said, I guess that makes me a masterpiece. People in the Capitol building, bro, did you add more to this piece after you posted it on Facebook?
Nope. This is all it. I started to add more, but you got to be logical thinking and not emotional. But, of course, I couldn't help it on this one. I was triggered.
Now, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Don't apologize for your ink. That's one thing that we're not going to do. We're not going to apologize for our ink.
Nah, that's not what we do. We ain't apologizing for no ink in here.
No, Claire, we're not going to do that. Whatever you feel, whatever you need to express, you express that. You did that in this piece, and you let them know. Hey, this conscious piece was all that, man. I felt all of it. Dynamic ink, bro. Nah, don't apologize. No, sir. We're not going to do that. Why, son?
No.
This piece was absolutely awesome, bro. I liked every bit of this and how you delivered it. And just like the young brother who was here earlier, you did something just now that I haven't heard you do in a minute. You have a tendency of shifting your cadence. And when you shift your cadence, it gives the piece a little bit more life, depending on what you're trying to do with it. And I like what you did with this piece in particular. So I give you a lot of kudos for that. A lot of folks don't do that.
Absolutely.
They don't do it because they're not accustomed to it. And a lot of people can't do it effortlessly like you did. I enjoyed this for that. I really did. Yeah.
Thank you.
100%.
I mean, this is 100%. One of the first times that I've came out my voice like that. And I guess it was meant to happen like that. So
that was dope.
Thank you much.
So again,
yes,
kudos to you.
No, man, thank you. All right, my brother.
Man,
we'll
like
get you
that.
Over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can spread a little bit of that consciousness over there, man. And maybe, just maybe, the DJ might decide to throw on some Public Enemy.
Kicking
oh,
with
wow.
your rhymes
oh
like
God.
A fortune teller. I can deal with that while I'm watching the NFL draft and all that other crazy stuff. And
man, my team
ain't
got a pick till the fourth round, so I'm not even caring right now.
Your team gets a pick on Thursday.
Right. No, Saturday maybe. More like Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah, Thursday and next week. Yeah, probably.
Maybe. But we're going to go with Saturday. But unless they decide to move out our number one quarterback presently. You know, he's only been injured the last two seasons since he was drafted. But, hey, what do I know? I'm just a fan. But, hey, my brother, put it to the dance floor.
Yes.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you, my brothers.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That is our good brother, C-Double 34 Music, on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Next up, we're going back to our good brother, Rebel P. Jones, DSR Zone. Thank you for waking up today, my brother. How you feeling, man?
Waking up today. I'm feeling crazy. Man, I'm proud of Clarence using his voice the way he did, man.
Man,
I was just in the back right now texting him, like, I'm so proud of you, dude. You did that.
Indeed, brother. Indeed.
I wrote this about 30, 40 minutes ago with you two in mind is my new attached comic book family.
My brother.
So this is Dear Arthur Fleck.
Ooh.
And I think you're going to enjoy what I took this.
All right. All right, we're getting out of the way. We're getting out of the way, brother. Go ahead and get on down.
All right. Dear Arthur Fleck, by me, Rebel Jones, we're about to get down. As I masturbate my mind, it's fractured. I explode into a realm of madness. I hear something, voice, and it manifests itself in the form of this very dark poem. I like it here, where I cannot see a thing, but I feel soft touches of many hands brushed against my legs. I like it here, where it is dark with the cool draft that drifts against my naked skin. Whispering voices overlap each other, chanting ominously, we like it here. These maddening voices swarmed all around me, yes. I like it here where my bare feet slap against thick, warm wetness with every step. What could it be, I wonder? Yes, every step into a dark unknown, invited by disembodied welcome, promised me an audience of fresh, pure minds that have joined me here to get truly broken. Well then, I am your man, for I like it where I don't have to regulate who I am. Free here to be me. However you see, I have walked obediently through all the levels of hell to get this free. Free from judgments, free from the level of sanity required to fit into this fake fucking society. No more face paint, Prince of Clowns, no more, for it has become my permanent face, the face of chaos that is needed for this place of fate to change. I laugh in madness, and my echoes laugh back at me. Ah, there you are. Yes, that's my faithful audience, here to support the rebellious endeavors of me. P.S. Mr. J. Peace.
Damn.
Whoo.
Damn. I'm like, what got into you, sir? What got into you?
Well, you know what? I just watched the Joaquin Phoenix Joker for a second time, and I really paid attention to it this time. And this dude was a broken dude, man. He was a broken man from the get go. So I wanted to embrace that, and I wanted to put that entire brokenness into the piece.
Nice.
I wanted to.
I could dig that.
I guess engulf that first step into darkness that he took, where he was no longer himself, but he became himself.
I like that. I like that a whole lot. That's dope. What you think, Van?
Hey, man, I love this piece, too, man. I like the darkness in it, to be honest. The Joker, I'm not a huge DC fan, right? I'm more of a Marvel fan than DC. But when I tell you...
I do have a place for the Joker in my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
The story is so mysterious. You can take it anywhere.
Right. And that particular movie, It was so different from anything that any comic book lover was expecting, because it was more of, let me show you how he became from a human aspect to where he is now. Amen. And this piece, man, this piece goes right along with that movie, bro. This is a fire piece, man. And I really, really enjoyed this, man. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Man, thank you.
I have been embracing my dark poetry a little bit more lately. And I, to be frank with you, I like dark. I like writing dark. It's a different world.
Yeah, that it is. That it is. You just can't stay there. Because if you stay there, you might
The aspect that I like about writing dark is that you can really paint a picture of mental health. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Poetry world. And you don't really hear a lot of that in poetry.
This is true. Mr. Metaphoria writes a lot of that. especially when he starts changing his voice up like clowns and all of that.
Yeah.
It's real interesting.
Yeah, he be sounding real spooky though.
I can see that.
I don't be liking that shit. He be sounding spooky, and I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to be friends with you.
Yeah, that part. Well, good brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. We appreciate you as always, man.
Thank you.
And as always, man, thank you for waking up today, man.
Thank you for waking up today. I'll see y'all next week.
All right, see you next week, bro.
Salute to you, King.
One love, one mic.
Call you later.
One love, one mic. No doubt. Talk to you later. Peace.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that was DSR's own Rebel P. Jones coming through, blessing us with that dark piece. I love it, man. I love it. Next up on the mic, we have Brother O, J-Rob. Brother O is in the building. What's good with you, Brother O?
You got Brother O in the building?
We got Brother O in the building, man.
J-Rob, how you feeling?
What's happening, bro? What's happening? What's happening?
Doing good, man. How are you, sir?
Doing good.
Excellent.
Good to hear
excellent.
From you,
excellent and excellent.
Yeah, it's good. I'm good. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that good news.
Hey, man, welcome to the Get Down, bro. It's been a minute since we heard you, bro. So thank you for that.
Hey, welcome. Yeah, I was asking on last week.
Yeah, man, but it's been a minute, man. Last week and this week, last week won't ever be here again, but we got you today. Today is special because you're here.
Exactly.
So, my good brothers, you know what today is. Today is the last Thursday of the month. It's open mic night on the Get Down. Bruh, do me a solid. I'm just going to cut to the chase. I ain't even going to ask you what you're going to do. I just want you to get on down.
The childish form is called mental health is just as important as physical health. My dear brothers and sisters, we're in the midst of a serious mental health crisis that needs to be addressed with real solutions that go deeper to the roots of the causes of mental illness instead of treating them with medication. We have to come to a point where our mental health is just as important as our physical health. Both are connected to our overall well-being. Recently, we've experienced a wave of mass shootings where multiple innocent people were killed or injured. We've experienced a dramatic increase in suicide rates, particularly people of color, because of the homelessness, fear, depression, overwhelming stress brought on by systemic racism. We've experienced an increase in drug overdose deaths because of the availability of opioids, fentanyl, crack, heroin, and meth. And we've experienced a wave of paranoia, fear, anger, and hate that's constantly being broadcast on the news on a daily basis. My dear brothers and sisters, we are not to be designed to be Superman or Superwoman. A lot of you have a tendency to repress your true feelings until you reach your breaking point and get to snapping off or going postal. Some of you out there pretend to be okay on the surface and have a smile on your face. However, behind closed door and that mask you're wearing, you're dealing with some heavy shit right now. And you're literally about to lose your mind and go crazy. I wrote this masterpiece to let you guys know that it's okay not to be okay sometimes. I'm here to tell you that you are loved, valued, and appreciated more than you think. I'm here to tell you that I'm just a phone call, video chat, inbox, or text message away. I'm here to be a listening ear while you've been about what's really bothering you. And I'm here to, if you ever need a hug, prayer, word of encouragement so you don't suffer in isolation. Many of the common causes of mental health issues include experiencing death of close friends and relatives, especially children and parents. Dealing with past childhood traumas resulting from physical, psychological, and sexual abuse. Dealing with being exposed to violence. Dealing with being racially profiled and or dealing with police brutality. Dealing with feelings of isolation as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dealing with the pressures of daily life and trying to handle stress. Dealing with sickness and illness. Trying to escape our problems by turning to alcohol, drugs, and sex with multiple partners as coping mechanisms, or dealing with anger, fear, frustration, and depression, commonly known mental health disorders, narcissistic personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety disorders, schizophrenia, and post-traumatic stress disorder. In addition to mental prayer and medication, what we definitely need are more resources for personal counselors and therapists in our schools because our young people are dealing with a lot of heavy stuff right now. We need more resources dedicated to anger management and conflict resolution, more resources of building mental health facilities instead of building more jails and prisons. More support groups, more resources to diagnose mental illnesses earlier so they can be properly treated with alternatives to prescribing antidepressants. And more resources for research on the root causes of mental illnesses. If we had the capability to diagnose physical ailments and offer treatments for them, we have the same capability to diagnose and treat mental health disorders as long as we put forth the effort, more or less in this form. A sound mind and a sound body work in tandem together to benefit our overall well-being. That's at peace.
You know, I have to agree with you.
Go ahead, Van.
Mental health is extremely important, man. That's physical health. And, I applaud you for coming through and writing this piece to remind us and keep us honest about mental health, man, and the importance of us addressing it and dealing with it head on. So thank you for this piece, brother.
Yeah, you're welcome, brother, man.
J-Rock.
Listen, man, mental health is something... It's not new, but it's new in terms of how we talk about it. Because back in the day, we never talked about mental health. And if a black man saw a therapist, he was considered crazy or something was wrong with him or he was looked down upon. You know, so this was something within the last 15 years that's become more prevalent that we could have talked about years ago. The only person who ever talked about it in depth was Dr. Joyce DeGroof when she did that book called Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, because her theory talked about mental health in the black community that we've been suffering with generationally since emancipation. And the things we go through in our communities are subject matters that we have yet to deal with in full or embrace to have those discussions. So I salute you for writing this piece and giving it to us the way you did. That was awesome. I loved it.
Thank you, guys.
No, man, thank you. We appreciate you. For my brother, we're going to get you an over to the Get Down Dance Floor so you can hang out with the rest of the crew over there. There's a lot of, partying going on. You know, me and Joe are going to join y'all in a little bit. But you get over there and you set the new tone for the new wave of folks that's coming out there, mainly us.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. One love, one mic, my brother.
You too, guys. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one love, one mic,
that is our good brother, Brother O. Man, what a show, Jay. What a show. Let me give you the Epiphany lineup. Enjoy the Epiphany Radio Saturday night for probably will be Let's Talk About It. We'll do Date Night Differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, King and Queen Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night will be The Hidden with Mojave. Wednesday night will be The Erotic Love Zone, Mrs. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. And next Thursday will be J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, for another edition of the Get Down, where it will be what I say it was going to be, Jay. What's the topic?
You gave us so much to work with. I'm just saying, man. Just so. Well, anyway, it's what the young brother brought to the table is what we're going to be working with. I forgot
Master,
what it's called, but I put it in the event
Master,
page.
Master, where I'm from.
Oh,
master, where
that
I'm
part.
From.
Master, where I'm from. Now, see, here's a question: is it am I a master where I'm from, or I master from where I'm from?
No, it's not a master where I'm from. I believe the brother said, "I am a master of where I'm from."
Okay.
So that's what we're going to work with. And I can't wait to hear what everyone's going to bring next week. So we're going to actually shut it down a little early tonight. So, J-Rob, last words. We're going to start with you first, brother.
Gotcha. If you take a look at this, I did write, I am a master of where I'm from. Let me edit this for a second. Let me edit this so I can do this the right way.
Mm-hmm. No. I just need to write in capital letters. Next week, show. Topic.
Yeah.
I'm a master of where I'm from.
And in true poetic fashion, y'all know we could take this anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's dope. So anyway, Van Meadows, since that was the last call of the evening, let me just say from the bottom of my soul to every single poet within earshot or computer shot, thank you for stopping by. Poetry is the lifeblood of who we are as a people. We didn't create poetry, but we give poetry some soul. And poetry has its own soul attached to it, depending on who is delivering it to those open souls that are listening. And we hope that you enjoy what you listen to tonight. And to every single poet, thank you for blessing this microphone, this show, with your talent. Because without you, we can't do what we do. And Van and I deeply appreciate each and every one of you, and I hope that we get to hear from you again next week. Van Meadows, it goes without saying how much I love you, man. I say it every week, and I'm going to say it every week until we have the final get down, which I hope never comes. But the fact of the matter is, bruh, can't do this show without you. And because of you, I have a lot of fun. Even when I don't feel like being on the get down, I come through, bruh, and you help give this life. With all the stuff that's going on in my head that I might be going through, you give me energy, and you help make this show pop. So thank you for everything you've given and what you continue to do and give to the culture and to poetry, to Epiphany, and to Get Down. I love you, bro. See you next week.
Hey, my brother, I love you more, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you bring as a host, as a poet, as an artist, as a brother, as a true friend. So thank you for making this show what it is, man, because you know, I can't do this by myself. I tried too many times, and too many times it got shut down. Y'all have no idea. There were times when this brother was sick or he was down and not, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go there. I'm going to do the Get Down anyway. I can do it. I can do it. And every time I tried to do it, Blog Talk wouldn't work. The show would not be able to be scheduled. Nobody could get through on the call in. You really have no idea, but that just lets me know that this show is not supposed to happen without he and I at the helm. So, brother, I appreciate you, man, and I'm honored that you come in week after week hanging out with your boy so that we can do this show called The Get Down. Thank you, bro. I appreciate
Amen.
You.
My man.
To the poets, the Salute. Listeners, the callers, the artists, the fans, hey, man, this show does not exist without you. Without you, there's no Epiphany Radio. Man, sure, me and J-Rap, we sit here, we could talk. We could talk. We can use our 2 hours and just talk. However, this is your show. We just be here. We just help cycle through poet after poet, commentary. But you, callers, listeners, artists, are the lifeblood of Epiphany Radio. And we appreciate you so much. We don't create this show for us. We create this show for you so that you can come through, let your ink be heard, let your voice be heard, express yourself. And nights like tonight, where you get to just express whatever you want, it inspires us and encourages us. So thank you for coming through, being open, being transparent, allowing us to meet the ink in you. So thank you. And we'll see y'all Saturday night. One love, one mic, and always remember to take your socks off.
So, my man.
Peace.